doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You're this or you're that.
Everybody psychoanalyzes someone during a conversation.
You have a right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed. Contact your local CLSC, Sun Youth, and in Quebec, Forward House, or Prevention Suicide.
Here we are on the streets of Montreal, asking people how hot it is. Hello, sir. How hot is summer for you?
Oh, why, it's as hot as a monkey in a wool jacket sitting in a hot tub covered in salsa.
Wow, that's hot. What about you, miss?
As hot as a dragon who lives in a volcano on Mercury.
Oh my, and how about you?
It's as hot as a hot chocolate warmed in the fires of a space shuttle on a mission to the sun.
Wow, that's cool. You're listening to Anything Goes by Kids for Kids All Kids Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca. Coming up on the show,
a poem on the end of the school year, do's and don'ts on Father's Day,
and the story of a bird who flew into a window. All that and more on Anything Goes. Stay tuned.
For welcoming us to the debate room. Our goal is to find the best home baker in Britain. We bring together 13 of the most talented amateur bakers in Britain. Once they arrive at the baker's tent, we test their knowledge and baking skills with 3 different challenges every week. In the signature challenge, the bakers must present the judges with one of their own recipes following the theme of the challenge. In the technical challenge, the bakers are given an incomplete recipe and must do their best to produce the treat. Finally, in the showstopper, each contestant must bake a simple treat but with a fabulous design. If your baked goods do not impress the judges in any way, your bake-off will end.
Thank you, the Great British Bake Off. Now we will hear about the next Food Network star. Thank you, thank you. Our show features chefs who have always wanted to be a star on the Food Network. The contestants are separated into 3 teams, Team Giada, Team Alton, and Team Bobby, all Food Network celebrities. The chefs work together and individually towards the number one prize, fame, and their own cooking show. During the competition, the contestants meet other celebrity chefs who give them special challenges as well as brutal feedback. Now that we have heard from both teams, we shall start the debate. Next Food Network star, would you like to start us off?
Sure. I think our show is better because it is more entertaining and the contestants talk to the camera a whole lot more.
True, true. What do you have to say about that, Great British Bake Off?
The only reason their show seems more entertaining is because they add too much drama. The contestants on their show are also mean to each other. And the focus of a cooking show should be mostly the cooking and not the overly dramatic contestants who think very highly of themselves.
However, our show gives the contestants a chance to let people know they exist. Their show has dull people doing dull baking.
Our show is about baking. It says so in the title. Their title doesn't even tell people it's about cooking.
It has the word food in it.
I think our audience has heard enough to make up their minds about who won the debate. You can now vote online at www.thedebatechannel/voting.com. Join us next week to hear the results. Bye. We'll be right back.
So recently the E3 ended, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which is practically where a lot of video game and indie video game makers go to show off, in a way, their newest games. So Jonathan and I are going to be discussing our personal highlights of this. So Jonathan, what was one of your personal highlights?
All right, so I'm going to start this off with one of the most anticipated Nintendo games since around 2010, Pikmin 3. Now, I haven't gotten into the Pikmin series yet, but it looks like a really, really good strategy action game. Now, the concept may be a little stupid, like sort of plant people killing other plant things, but it's a very neat and cool strategy game that Nintendo has come up with. So I bet I'm not the only one that's excited for it on the Wii U. So yeah, Pikmin 3, one of the big ones, and I'm pretty excited for it. So what about you, Massimo?
Well, for me, there's the Sony exposition of The Last of Us, which looks like a great game. It's already out in stores. And the story is that there's an epidemic outbreak, so zombies and infected. And it's the story of people who are trying to survive. And the graphics are beautiful. The story is beautiful. Everything about it is great. And that was one of my personal highlights.
I do admit, The Last of Us looks absolutely fantastic. All right, so if you're a longtime listener of Anything Goes, you would have remembered that a long time ago, one of my first ever essays was on my top 5 N64 games. And number one was The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So, you don't know how excited I am for The Legend of Zelda A Link Between Worlds on Nintendo 3DS.
Well, we do now.
I guess you're right. So, basically, A Link Between Worlds is a sequel to the Super Nintendo classic The Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past. A Link to the Past was already an absolute fantastic game. People think it's the greatest game of all time. Lots of people. And although I don't have a Super Nintendo, the game looks fantastic, and I could get it on the Wii Virtual Console. Now, A Link Between Worlds has that same 2D overhead view, same as A Link to the Past, and the other old Zelda games, such as the original. And, and it's a sequel, so we know that the story is going to be good, almost like every Zelda game. The graphics look really good for 3DS standards. And the combat looks pretty well. And I heard this earlier. The DS Zelda games actually used only the DS stylus, which is touch screen. And a lot of people complained about that. But this one actually uses the buttons, which is a kind of nice change. So yeah, Link Between Worlds. That's one that I'm really excited for.
Yeah, me, I've never played the Zelda games or very much paid attention to it because I'm more of a console/PC gamer when it comes to that. Nintendo, it has produced iconic games. I remember I used to spend hours in my room playing Super Mario Bros. But so that's all practically I know about Nintendo. But another one of my personal highlights was the Battlefield 4. Expo, which is by DICE and EA, Electronic Arts, and it's a sequel to Battlefield 3 and to Bad Company 2 and Bad Company 1. And it looks amazing. The graphics are already beautiful. I think it's going to be great. It looks great. They've added a lot of new features. They've taken out a lot of features that people didn't like. And overall, it looks great. So I'm really happy about the E3 this year. And I'm really looking forward to the holiday season when it practically all comes out.
Now, E3 this year was actually really well compared to the others. And a lot of people find that the fun out of E3 really drained out the last few years. But I kind of find that this one looked really more interesting. And the last game I want to bring up is Titanfall for the PlayStation 4. Now, as we all know, the PlayStation 4 press conference was amazing because basically what they did was were not Microsoft, aka Xbox. So they kind of contradicted everything bad that Microsoft was doing. And Titanfall on the PlayStation 4 looks like one of the best examples that defines how well the PS4 is doing. You got the beautiful graphics, and who doesn't want to control a giant robot? Seriously. So, yeah, that's pretty much our big highlights of E3 this year.
Thank you for joining us for our discussion on E3, and thank you, Jonathan, for joining me.
Thank you, Massimo, for the same reason.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Meredith Colin.
Et moi, c'est Louis-Victor René.
Bonjour, mes élèves.
Bonjour, professeur.
Alors, j'écris au tableau. Oh, mon téléphone sonne. Une minute plus tard. C'est l'heure de la collation.
Je vais manger une belle orange.
Tiens, Louis-Victor, des bonbons. À l'orange. C'est meilleur pour la santé.
Ben, non. C'est mieux ma sœur d'orange.
Mais non. Les bonbons, c'est mieux que les oranges.
Ah, j'aime pas les bonbons parce que ça me détruit.
Mais non, mes bonbons sont très bons pour la santé.
Bon, je vais appeler un taxi.
Un jour, tu vas manger des bonbons et tu vas trouver que j'avais raison.
Ben, c'est ça. Je m'en vais.
End of the school year. When school ends, it's not such a bummer, because then we have 2 months of summer. When the last bell rings, we all yell yay, while the teachers say, go away. We all run to our lockers to get our things, but then the principal says, don't forget your report cards, kids. A plus stands for super duper job. A stands for great job. B plus stands for nice work, B stands for good job. C stands for you tried your best, D stands for better luck next time, and F stands for fail. Everyone leaves school with a big grin on their face, knowing that summer has begun. This piece was performed by Samantha Monroe.
School's a great big time commitment. You spend almost 8 hours a day in the same building each and every day for years, and then it's all over before you know it. The friends that you have for years might just up and disappear. A whole bunch of work that's only one bar on the ladder that'll take you to the next step of life. Graduation is a time to look back on all you've accomplished throughout your school year, whether that's with a shadow of longing cast upon it or with a satisfied final glance. Either way, it's both looking back and ahead at the same time. I've been asked to write a commencement speech for my graduation ceremony, and in writing it, I had to think what I'd leave the classmates of mine who voted me as valedictorian with. It's difficult to sum up 5 years of togetherness and daily interaction into just a 5-minute speech. It's hard. You want to be funny, you want to be charming, you want to be sentimental. How does one do that? Address a class, their parents, and the rest of your school, all the while making it personal to you and making it stand out from the rest of the thousands and dozens of graduation speeches performed. I might say I'm ready to be done with it now, but if you speak to me in about a week, my answer might be different. Everything's moving so fast that I'm not even sure I'm realizing what's happening. This was performed by Sabrina Sandy. Today we're asking the question, what would you do if you were given $100? Take it away.
If I had $100, I would buy clothes because I rarely get any money, and I don't have that many things in my wardrobe, so I think that buying clothes would be fine with me.
If I had $100, I would probably go and buy a travel insurance policy. I'm going on a trip to Taiwan in a couple of weeks, and having insurance is good.
He's part of the FBI.
He can't tell us. It's confidential.
Afterwards.
If I was given $100 right now, I think I would probably go spend it on, like, a typewriter. I don't know why, but something about typewriters gets me, like, really excited. I think it's because I'm rewatching Mad Men, and, like, I see typewriters, and I hear, like, the ding, and I really want to write on a typewriter. So I think I would, like, put it towards finding someone who's going to give me a typewriter.
I seriously thought you were going to say a boat of lettuce. Like,
just lettuce, guys. All I want is lettuce. What would you do if you got $100 right now?
Ka-ching!
Mistakes by Thomas Bachman. Hurrying can be a mistake. That is not to say that hurrying is never a good thing to do. I always hear my gym teacher yelling, "Hurry up, you kiddos!" So yes, when you're doing something like a sport that requires some speed, going quickly is a good thing. However, going fast is not the same as hurrying. Take running as an example. When you're running, moving quickly is always good, especially if you're in a race. Hurrying, though, can lead to disaster. Seriously, I have experienced catastrophe when hurrying. I will explain this further in a moment. Take another example. When you're hurrying to catch a traffic light, this can be good. It may save you from waiting for what will seem like an eternity for the light to change. Hurrying, though, could also be a bad thing. If you're not careful and you're hurrying too much, then you could slip on a wet sewer cover or on a banana peel, and you could take a calamitous fall. Your shoelaces could trip you. Yes, yet another example of the trouble with hurrying. Shoelaces. If you hurry so much that you decide not to tie your shoes, you could end up eating hospital food while a cast is being applied to your ankle. Do you get the point? Don't hurry. Now, I will talk about two instances where hurrying led me into some very regrettable situations. The first situation. I was hiking with my family in Grossmoor, Newfoundland. It was about as miserable as a day as you could get unless you started to talk about thunder and lightning. Pouring rain, gray sky, cold, bone-chilling wind. A day really best for relaxing in the hotel room, luxuriating in the hotel's hot tub, or swimming in the indoor pool nearby. Certainly not a day for hiking. Nevertheless, we thought we would give it a try and would turn around if the conditions were really nasty. I wasn't thrilled about the idea, but since this is what we were doing, I had to bear with it. The scenery was truly beautiful. Rushing waterfalls, lovely trees, interesting plants, Just horrid weather. I was looking forward to getting into the hotel's hot tub later. We hiked for about an hour, and then we turned around. It had been approximately 5 minutes since we had turned around. I was tired and ready to go back to the hotel. Never did I think that the rest of my day would be spent very differently, in a much less enjoyable fashion. I was hurrying, trying to get back to our rental car as quickly as possible. I decided to walk on a log, balancing like a tightrope walker. But the log was wet, slimy, and slippery, no better than running on a trail of banana peels. Suddenly, I lost my balance and fell. At first I thought, oh, it's annoying to fall, but I'll get up. But a millisecond after that thought had even registered in my brain, I hit the ground and felt some of the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. A little piece of wood sticking up from the log had made a terrible puncture wound in my leg. Such an awful gash. How it hurt. We had not taken a proper first aid kit on this ill-fated hike, so we had to use a Kleenex to stop the bleeding and tie a plastic bag to hold it in place. I limped all the way back and had to be carried into the car. We found a nearby hospital where I had to get stitches. The moral of the story is that sometimes taking your time on slippery logs is a good idea. Perhaps also, think twice before hurrying to hike in the rain. The second situation. Another situation in which I made a mistake hurrying was when I went biking with my dad at Orford National Park. I decided to speed going down the hill since I was tired and wanted to hurry home. Suddenly, I felt my bike going way too fast. I was completely out of control. In panic, I slammed on my brakes. The bike started skidding, and I went flying head over handlebars. I ended up with a half-body abrasion. The moral of this story, too, is that it is often a mistake to hurry. I have learned from my mistakes, and now I am so disinclined to hurry that I take 10 minutes to tie my own running shoes.
Fame by Jared. I don't think I would want to be famous. For one thing, I have enough people in my life as is. Plus, if you are famous, you would never get any time to do what you want to do. There would always be fans wanting autographs and talking to you, and let's face it, you practically live in a TV show. With people all over you, and everything being all dramatic. The good things about being famous are that you are probably filthy rich, you have nice stuff, and you probably enjoy everything that happens around you. The cons, however, are the fact that there are always people bothering you, even paparazzi. Sounds like pizza. You would also be so different from everyone else, you wouldn't live a normal life. I don't personally know anyone who is famous, but I know of a bunch of people who are. And I'm sure that they would tell you on TV that it's like a fairy tale. But in their heads, they're thinking, oh my god, I hate this! Get me out of this prison! I don't believe that you need to have so much attention to be happy. You just need to be grateful for what you have in your life. For example, I have happily married parents, food on my plate, and a roof over my head. I also have brothers who... moving on. So, to sum up, I don't really need the fame to have a happy life, and to be honest, I don't really want it either.
The show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hello everybody, before we leave for summer vacation, we want to decide whether summer is good or bad. To argue for summer, here is Jonathan. And against summer is Chloe. But someone is undecided. Dun, dun, dun. Tawa has to make up his mind. And I'm Samantha, your moderator. Let's begin the debate. Be it resolved, summer is awesome. Jonathan, you start.
I really only have one argument, and that's really one that actually beats out every other. Summer is fantastic because you don't have any school, and you're free. You got all the time on your hands.
Thank you, Jonathan. Now, Chloe, you go ahead.
Well, even though school is over, you still need to deal with hot heat, bugs, and no friends to hang out with since they're all on vacation.
Thank you, Chloe. Okay, Tawa, time to make up your mind.
During summer, I don't have school and it's my birthday, but it is really, really hot and my friends are away, but summer is still fine with me.
I guess we learned a valuable lesson. Each season has its ups and downs. And speaking of seasons, that concludes our season of Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
The show was written, conceived, and performed by Chloe Lee Gauthier, Jonathan Milner, Samantha Monroe, Tawa, and Massimo LeCavalier. The show was produced by Michael Zakon and Sarah Dede.
Thanks to all the kids and parents who took part in this year's show. And special thanks to Mrs. Bouchard, Rebecca, Amy Allison, and Jamie DeHay.
Let the summer begin.
I'm going to the library.
I'm going to Lake Placid.
I'm going canoeing.
I'm going to London.
And I'm going to camp.
That's all for us, folks. Thank you for listening and have a great and safe summer.
See you in the fall.